Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 3rd of August, recording at 9:24 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, strong pretty much across the boards. Japan was an exception, down a tiny bit. And the European stock markets, again, good solid gains here for the most part. And Wall Street also very firm in here, closing not far off the highs of the day, gains of about 1.5% for the main indices. Elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices were clipped here once again against that background. In a bigger story, the dollar's decline, if anything, gained a little bit of momentum. It was very weak on Friday as well. So weak dollar against that background, just about all commodities were stronger. It may actually be all commodities. One of the star performers was natural gas, which was up nearly 10%. The crude oil price is back up at 71.30. Had been as high as 72.20 today. Precious metals had a pretty good day, although gold could not hold most of its gains. But nevertheless, at 957.80 as I speak, that's up $3.80. And it's a small advancement on Friday's very, very strong performance. We had some explosive moves once again in the grains, led by soybeans, which were up 44 and a half cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we have this connection in the markets, whereby when Wall Street is strong, or when stock markets are firm generally, that tends to be bearish for the dollar. It tends to be bullish for commodities and a bit bearish for bonds. Now, this won't always be the case, but it has been something that we've seen for a number of weeks, if not months, and there's no evidence that these linkages are over. As far as stock markets are concerned, all the action for leading stock markets since last October and November has been bullish, consistent with base formation, development and completion, and the establishment of very clear overall upward trends. For all the lagging stock markets, and those are mostly in the West, the action has been pretty well unequivocally bullish since the March lows, and everything really going back to October and November through those March lows has which represented downside failures and then quite strong recoveries has resembled a base formation extension. So what else can we add to that? The short-term indicators are a bit overbought, once again, not surprisingly. So that will probably cause markets to spill over into another pause and reaction before long. But the technical action has been so good that we have now higher reaction lows on the laggards. We had those on the leaders long ago. Those are the definitions of overall upward trends. We do not yet have base completion by a number of the lagging, mainly OECD stock markets, but that's not a bearish factor. It just means, as I said, that they're lagging, and they have yet to add another bullish factor, which would be sustained breaks above those October and November highs, where this has not already occurred. Now, Why am I assuming that they will almost certainly do that? Well, the answer is simple, because the building blocks for a bullish advance are all in place. And of those, then I've been saying this as is Owen for months, and the most crucial of all those factors, those building blocks, is the abundance of liquidity that is in stock markets, or sloshing around really in the global financial system. So that's a very positive background factor, and I don't think that's going to change anytime that soon. Now that's the good news. This is looking like bull market activity as it has all along. Bull market activity starts, of course, with the ending of the previous bear market and the bottoming out process, but then carries on into the more important upward trending phases, which an increasing number of stock in which an increasing number of stock market indices have participated in recent months. So what could go wrong now at this stage? And of the known knowns, as Donald Rumsfeld would put it, we have the first anniversary of last year's meltdown coming up over the next few months. It would be surprising if that didn't cause some market jitters. It doesn't have to. It's not something that I personally would be selling in anticipation of, but it could easily cause some stock market jitters. To the extent that it causes downward reactions, those would probably be buying opportunities. I say probably, well, I would prefer not to see the lows that we saw last month taken out. I don't think we will, but I'll be quite relaxed about it until or unless I do see those lows taken out. Now, if last month's lows were taken out, what would be the significance of that? Well, that would open the door to what I suspect would be a lower phase of base formation extension, but above the March lows for most of those lagging OECD stock markets. So that's my main concern over the short to medium concern a term, but it's not a major concern. And in terms of major concerns, well, there are things that will happen eventually, such as I suspect at some point a resumption of the recovery in long-dated government bond yields. Now, when U.S. 10-year treasuries sustain a break above 4%, and they're about 3.5, nearly 3.6 percent, that's the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond. When those yields sustain a move above 4%, then I think we will have evidence that an additional recovery has commenced. They were up over 4%, as you may recall, back in I think it was either April or May. But then fell back from those from those levels. But I'm not going to worry too much above 4%. It's just that that would mark a change. It is certainly going to happen at some point in my view. And if we start to see those, or when we start to see those 10-year Treasury yields push up above, oh, let's say sort of 5.5%, then that will become an increasingly strong headwind for the global stock market. But we're not there yet, and so I'm not going to worry about that very much. If the dollar were to fall too quickly, that would cause some concern. That is a risk, as it's just as the dollar's in the process of breaking down out of its recent trading ranges. Now, what else? Inflation. We have 4% forecast for months that the inflation will be concentrated initially in two areas, commodity prices and stock markets. We can see that in recent action. We can see that since the March lows at least, and it continues here today. Of those commodities, the most important by far is crude oil. And so if crude oil starts moving above the $75 level, that will be a developing headwind for the global economy. So these are things to watch out for that are going to happen in time. But overall, you net it all out, and this is an environment in which I want to remain long in terms of my long-term investment account, and it's not an environment where I would be inclined to chase equities higher here today, but I think that when we see the next pullback, and these will occur fairly regularly, and we're due for perhaps a small one now, those pullbacks are more likely than not going to be buying opportunities overall. Now, I do expect stock markets to be higher by year end, and one of the reasons for that is that we will have moved beyond the anniversary of last year's meltdown, and also people will be discounting, they're already beginning to discount the economic results, which will be very encouraging as far as the fourth quarter is concerned, because they're calculated on a year-on-year basis. So you remember, the fourth quarter of last year was an absolute meltdown, and as was the first quarter of this year. So the fourth quarter of 2009 and the first quarter of 2010 should show quite clear rebounds in overall economic activity. Again, stock markets are discounting this right now, but I think that will still remain a bullish influence through year end and certainly into the first quarter of next year. Elsewhere, what about these precious metals? Well, I went away just on my 3-day holiday last week, just as they were seeing some downward dynamics, and those were completely reversed. Stock markets did not move, I beg your pardon, the precious metals did not move below their July reaction lows during that pullback. So we have higher lows once again within trading ranges, and it does look to me as if they're on schedule here for stronger moves, perhaps commencing in September, so really next month. We're not that far away from it. It's likely to be led by gold in U.S. dollars, because the U.S. dollar is breaking downwards here once again. And what Owen and I have emphasized is that we will want to see the price of gold improving against all currencies to be convinced that another strong upward leg is going to take place. But that won't happen all at once. So look for the dollar price of gold to lead. And that's a big influence psychologically, and that may well spill over into gains against pretty well all the other currencies as well during that September and October period, and carrying into next year. So we are on schedule here for completion of another one of those lengthy consolidations for gold lasting about a year and a half. And remember also that the last two big upward moves commenced in the month of September. Okay, what else to mention? I think that's pretty much it. That's covered most of the bases here. These are interesting times and times for making money in these markets, and I hope that's exactly what you're doing. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.